This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Lansing residents speaking out during last night's city council meeting on the medical marijuana ordinance, which includes a 1,000-foot distance requirement between caregivers and places like schools and churches. WILS covering the meeting where this man addressed the council.
The 1,000-foot rule essentially presumes that all caregivers are criminals. That presumption comes from the fact that a caregiver's house and a GM employee's house is not going to look any different.
Senior Capitol Correspondent Tim Skubik talking to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning about Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero's visit to a Rick Snyder town hall meeting yesterday. He says Bernero was there to hand Snyder a letter regarding the stalled efforts to set up a gubernatorial debate.
Much to Mr. Bernero's shock, Snyder did take the letter, but he said, well, why don't you come in and let's do this town hall meeting together? Smooth move. Absolutely the correct call.
Congressional hearing set for tomorrow on the Enbridge oil spill in Marshall. Talking on WILS, Michigan Messenger reporter Todd Haywood, who broke the story of undocumented workers helping clean up the spill, says that could be a hot topic.
I think we're going to hear a lot of talk about undocumented workers. I anticipate that there will be a large announcement from Immigration and Customs Enforcement tomorrow as well.
And Governor Granholm taking a Chevy Volt for a ride around the Capitol today, describing it as beautifully designed. The vehicle, which runs on battery power for the first 40 miles, will go on sale in November. The Lansing City Council hearing from residents about a medical marijuana ordinance during last night's meeting. WILS was covering the proceedings as this man disputed the distance requirements for caregivers from public places.
Would you make an ordinance that bans pharmacists that live within 1,000 feet from a church or school, even though we all know pharmacists have access to dangerous medications? The answer is no.
The council also approving the renaming of Main Street after slain civil rights leader and former city resident Malcolm X. Resident Ahmad Shekaraki talked to WILS about the costly concerns among residents and business owners.
They got at least a year for the address change. So it's not going to be, you know, a thing where they got to change the addresses, pay for changing the address tomorrow and all that. They got a whole year.
Senior Capitol Correspondent Tim Skubik taking exception today to reports that described Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero as crashing Rick Snyder's town hall meeting in Westland yesterday. Skubik tells WILS's Tony Connolly that perception isn't exactly reality.
Bernero will be criticized by pro-Snyder people for interrupting the meeting. He didn't interrupt the meeting. He was invited in. It was as polite as you could be.
And the East Lansing City Council, along with the Islamic Center of East Lansing, have released a joint statement condemning the burning of the Quran found over the weekend, describing it as a deplorable act. However, they acknowledge the community's support following the incident. A gubernatorial debate remains a possibility after Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero made an appearance at a Rick Snyder town hall meeting last night. Bernero intending to give Snyder a letter on the matter, but ended up participating in the event. Senior Capitol Correspondent Tim Skubik tells WILS's Tony Connolly the mood was far from contentious.
They stood there mano a mano and took questions from the audience. It was polite. It was orderly. There was no bickering and sound bites, as Mr. Snyder is afraid of.
One bill passing the state Senate earlier this session, and now a House committee will take up a measure tomorrow to create a tax amnesty period. The proposal, which waives all criminal and civil penalties for delinquent taxpayers ready to pay up, could bring up to $60 million. The Lansing City Council approving a permanent Memorial Street honorarium for a stretch of Grand River Avenue and the renaming of Lot 56 in Old Town after civil rights activist Cesar Chavez. Elva Reyes of the group Lansing for Cesar Chavez spoke with WILS.
We're hoping that they'll be able to recognize, oh yeah, that's that great labor leader, that's that great humanitarian, and that's the guy that worked for everyone.
The council also hearing from Lansing residents last night disputing a provision in the medical marijuana ordinance. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
That provision would involve the distance requirement between caregivers and public places like schools, playgrounds, and churches. These men addressed council during a public hearing at last night's meeting that was covered by WILS.
Would you make an ordinance that bans pharmacists that live within 1,000 feet from a church or school, even though we all know pharmacists have access to dangerous medications? The answer is no.
The 1,000-foot rule essentially presumes that all caregivers are criminals. That presumption comes from the fact that a caregiver's house and a GM employee's house is not going to look any different.
Other regulations in the ordinance applying to caregivers but not dispensaries include no advertising on property and one caregiver operating from each home. Rich Hurl, 1320. WILS.
And a Lansing man facing charges after a brawl and shooting this morning at a local strip club. Police responding to the incident on the 5900 block of Pennsylvania Avenue a little before 2 a.m. One man was injured in the shooting. Log on to 1320WILS.com for more news. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320WILS. Taking a look at your capital city forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 43. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 70. And tomorrow night, showers are likely, windy, low around 54. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.